you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from 3 John, verse 2.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John, verse 2.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, everyone, October 14th, 2025. And we're returning to our series of Testimony Tuesdays. In fact, last week we kind of launched into it again. It's been about a year that I haven't been doing Testimony Tuesdays on a regular basis. Many of you have known I've been airing a variety of Pastor Rick Warren's messages, and he's had a number of great series. And so tomorrow we'll return to the recent series that we started a few weeks back, but we're going to start doing Testimony Tuesdays again and saving Rick Warren and his various messages for Wednesday. But in the studio with me is a dear friend. I've gotten to know him, I guess, over the last year or two. It's Pastor Herbert Bennett, and he serves at New Free Will Baptist Church, but I call him a free agent for Jesus. Yes. He's involved in so many different things. He's an entrepreneur. He has a heart for community building. He loves to disciple young men and teach them leadership skills. He's all over town. In fact, you've probably seen some of his podcasts or some of his Facebook Live events. He's everywhere where there's Christian happenings, or he's witnessing on a street corner. He helped out a lot with the See You Engage movement gathering that went on for almost a year. He's at prayer gatherings. He loves to preach and divides God's word. The father of 10 children, the beloved wife, Stephanie. How long have you and Stephanie?
We've been married 8 years.
8 years. What a beautiful couple. It's fun to see some of their photographs together. And I asked Pastor Herbert, I said, what's one of your favorite verses? And he goes, gosh, Mark, I love so much of Scripture, but 3 John, verse 2. And you might say, well, what chapter? Well, there's only the one chapter, so I don't know if you say 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2, but there's only the one chapter. So it's verse 2. So let's begin with that. And I will say a little qualifier. Mm-hmm. This testimony could go about 3 or 4 days because there's so much to Pastor Herbert's faith journey, life story, his testimony, and how God's been at work in not only his life, mm-hmm. but he comes from a great heritage of believers. His mom and dad both love the Lord and have served faithfully for many years. I'm just going to commit to having you back, but start off with telling us why 3 John verse 2 is a special one for you.
Well, it covers the total man. And serving in the military for 20 years and fighting in 2 wars. And in 2004 in Iraq, I ran a morgue. So I got to see a lot of death. And it made me really gravitate to how important living is and how important life is and how you can't take it for granted. And so that scripture talks to you and it tells you that God wants you to prosper financially. He wants you to get in the gym or do some push-ups, right? So your health can be good and wants you to eat right. All that he wants to happen as your soul is prospering. And so I love that verse because it speaks to the total man. Mm. And we need to be whole. And so that's my reason. That's one of my favorite scriptures.
And I think another thing I've learned from you, and thank you, God, a couple of weeks ago, we were at the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance, and we got a good hour and a half driving both ways together, and I got to share you with all them, and then you got to learn some things from them. But I should say you also serve as the president of the Champaign-Urbana and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance, and so I wanted him to come and see how the Springfield group meets, and
thank you so
that was
much.
Such a blessing
Thank
for both
so
of us,
much.
The time
Thank
together,
yeah.
and then to see some of the things that they're doing well that you want to implement and do in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. But you have been the president for a couple years now, I think.
Yeah, I'm finishing up 2 years. People don't believe that I joined, and 3 months later, they made me president.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I kind of knew. I said, oh, look, when he told me to join, I knew what was coming. But I do want to say this, Mark. Before we got on air, we were praying, and you used the word divine appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit me to my core. Because that Saturday that I spent with you, it was God ordained. And I knew it. I mean, he warned me. He said, buckle your seatbelt, because when you leave, Mark, after this Saturday, your life will be better. And it happened. And so I value you not giving up, because you would not give up. I'm really, really locked into what God has me to do. And I did so many foolish things early in my life that I don't have time to play any games. And 2025, a lot of people are playing games. So I just kind of do my own thing. But you wouldn't give up. And that Saturday, I said, man, look what I would have missed if I'd have been closed-minded. So I value the anointing that's on your life, and I appreciate you.
Well, one thing, I even wrote it down, intentionality. That's one thing you had, because as we were driving together, you said, I just don't want to waste time anymore. Yeah. If people aren't passionate about God, I got to move forward on the calling that God has on my life, is one of the things I loved about getting to know you through Daniel Nally, as he was trying to unite the greater Champaign-Urbana area with that See You Engaged.
Yes,
and
sir.
We were both together right around the baptismal at the park where six or so people got baptized
in Centennial Park.
In Centennial Park. And I think 35 or something came to know the Lord. So it was successful that God's kingdom was expanded and extended. You were called up on stage. I think you introduced
Jordan Simmons.
Jordan Simmons. He's great. Yeah. Great follower
of
Jesus.
Well, me and you went over to the gym right on time, on cue, and witnessed the whole gym say the sinner's prayer. Shout out to Pastor Willie Comer. I mean, right when we walked in, it changed the environment. It really did.
Yeah, Pastor Comer, who has Midnight Basketball, many of you have maybe heard about that, where over 100 kids show up on the weekends and they have basketball, and he leads the guys in some very competitive activities of playing basketball, but he also has a gospel message. Mm-hmm. And so he was just finishing sharing about the importance of having Jesus in your life and coming to follow him as Lord and Savior. And so on this Testimony Tuesday, you grew up with capable parents that love the Lord, but walk us through some of that faith journey.
Yeah, so I grew up in Urbana, and my mom in 68 helped desegregate the schools. So one of the advantages I have that a lot of people don't have, I had a great picture of what godly parents look like. And so my mom had four kids by the age of 18. She was married with four kids by the age of 18. And they preached her off the pill. And I came 3 years later. And when she was pregnant, she was at a revival of Greater Holy Temple. Wasn't no sonograms then. And the woman evangelist that was from, I don't know, Mississippi, Chicago, somewhere. But she said, that child that you carrying is going to be a male preacher. And so, you know, I grew up with that stigma on me, and the more I fought it, the more God told me that I couldn't run.
And I'm just thinking, think that you're in the womb, you know, you're developing, and somebody's praying. So, I don't know, subconsciously as you're growing in your mother, somebody's already prophesying or praying over that you're going to be a man of God. And so you may have even had some of those thoughts or concepts as you were 8 months old.
Yeah, I'm going to go to a whole nother story real quick. So I was 20 years old. I was on my way to a party, and I went to get gas, and a policeman swooped up on me at Vickers Gas Station on University Avenue. And he said, "We pulling you over for a hit and run." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "That dent right there." And so he checked the dent out and saw that it was an old dent, but he ran my license. And he said, "Did you know there's a warrant out for your arrest?" I said, "Nah, I'm finna go to the Army." He said, "Well, you missed child support." I said, "Well, my recruiter told me that the Army was going to take care of all that." He said, "Well, I got to take you in. You got a civil warrant." So he was a banner. His name is Lieutenant Parker. Lieutenant Parker. They did an article on us in the News Gazette. And so he bagged the car into Urbana Police and witnessed to me for a whole hour. Everything that I had heard prior up to that time, he told me. He told me I was going to be a man of God. He told me that God was going to use me to work with the youth. He told me that I was going to be a leader. Now, I was on my way to the Army, but he didn't know that. And he definitely didn't know I was going to do 20 years. And so this
20 years in the Army.
20 years in the Army, right? Not 20 years in prison. Thank you for clarifying that. But I was coming out the police station, meeting the new Urbana police chief, and I had a deja vu moment. And so I said, "Whoa, man, I remember this policeman arrested me, but he ministered me. How cool would it be if the policeman in 2025 would really minister? You know, how cool? And so I called this lady that worked for the News Gazette for 30 years, Mary Shank, and she knew exactly who I was talking to. I left a message on his phone. He's like, oh, Lord, I don't know if I want to meet somebody who I arrested 30 years ago. But the Lord convicted him because he on staff or he goes to Vineyard, and I know he's a minister with Pastor Mike Yoder. And so we end up meeting, and he was just a blessing, man. So my life's kind of already been ordained. And because I spent so much time on foolishness, I'm kind of no nonsense now. It's all about kingdom building, and I'm just so elated that God had our path across because we got work to do.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned your mom. Your mom also served under the Nixon administration as one of, like, the youngest.
She went to the White House under the Nixon administration. She was on the Board of Education from 1968 to 80, and that was part of her desegregating Urbana school districts and letting blacks and whites go to school together.
And when you say she was a great picture, like she modeled not only Christ to you, but excellence and working hard and achievement.
And loving God. Number one, loving God. Education was, well, you know, education was huge because he was on the Board of Education. And so education was huge, but really modeling God. Even when her and my dad divorced, it wasn't no men running in and out of the house. She ended up marrying Bishop King James Underwood, who is a huge part of who I am today. It wasn't a lot of men running in and out the house. She modeled a woman of Zion even when she wasn't married.
And your folks both come to the ministerial gatherings that I host on Thursday on the first of every month.
Yes,
and they're both senior saints that still love the Lord. And I think they're still doing podcasts.
And you
took over the church, right?
Yeah, 3 years ago, I'm coming up on my third anniversary, New Free Will Baptist Church. And I just tell you what, we've grown. We've probably doubled. People are rolling up their sleeves. I had to be patient with them because I've been in my whole 20 years in the military. I never belonged to a church under 1,000. And then God had a sense of humor and sent me to a church with 30. And so, but we've grown. We probably going to have to build or buy here pretty soon. But I thank God for the people that he has me partner with to do kingdom building. My wife, Stephanie, dad is a pastor. She grew up Kojic, which is Church of God in Christ. And he pastors at Mason Temple. And so there's no way I could do this without her. She's just amazing. She's a Cornell grad. So she's smart, but I'm wise. So we balance each other out. Yeah.
And with your 20 years in the Army, you kind of tend to be like a drill sergeant. Let's get down to it. Let's cut the chase. Let's move forward. And many times congregations are a little slower to move forward.
Right. I have to be very patient. Because if you're leading and nobody's following, you're just taking a walk. So I had to understand to be patient because I have the vision, but I'm trying to give them the vision. And so that battle handoff, it takes time. People have to trust you. You know, you saying we're going somewhere. Well, where are we going? How are we going to get there? Why are we going there? And so you have to be patient enough to articulate what God is telling you. And when they see that you're serious about God, they'll follow. They'll follow because we're the kingdom of God is at hand, Mark.
Well, that was one of the things when we drove to the Springfield area from Champaign, you were talking about until they really feel and see that you care, then they become more receptive. And you have a supernatural kind of heart for those. Is it 18 to 45? What was
18
that?
18 to 45. 18 I'm locked in on them.
And I wonder if some of that patience that you learned through the church and the congregation, God also wanted you to have, because 18-year-olds, you know, are impulsive or they'll do this or do that. And so you have to be patient with them.
I teach a leadership development class at Hoopston High School, but I teach the middle school. And then I teach another class, the same class I teach in Danville to middle school and high schools. And I connect with them because I meet them where they live at. And then I introduce to them different thoughts and ideas that can enhance them and help them not make the mistakes that others are making. And when we talked on the way up to Springfield, I told you about when out of 200-plus recruiters, I won the Recruiter of the Year Award. And the Admiral that was giving me the award said, man, how are you able to put this many people in 1 year? And I said, genuine concern. Mm-hmm. And so anytime you're dealing with God's people, you have to have genuine concern. Another thing that the Army helped me to do, as a leader, you got to be able to see around the corner with people. You have to be able to see around the corner with people. You have to see the end. You know, God made the end and then came back and said in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? The architects, we already know what it's going to look like at the end. But the construction site still has to be started. But you're always starting with the end in mind. And as a leader, you have to be able to see around the corner with people, meaning where they're going to end up or where they're going. If you just deal with where they're at, you'll never get nowhere.
Genuine concern, maybe that's the statement or the words you need to take to heart today as you go around work. Maybe it's at the gas station and you look over and you see somebody and you're thinking, maybe I should just pay for their tank fill up, which you did that last Saturday. Yeah. I appreciated that. Or you may see somebody in the restaurant that just needs a kind word or a caring spirit, or maybe you treat them for lunch. Mm-hmm. Always carry around gift cards or something that you can just pass out. You see somebody in uniform and just thank them for serving, or a first responder. Give them a gift or a pat on the back when appropriate. Obviously, you don't want to just run up to somebody and tap them on the back. But if you show that compassion or that genuine concern, they'll be receptive. And that's one of the reasons why some of those youth love you so much, because you go in animated, which I love about you and your enthusiasm for the Lord, but that there's a really heartfelt care for them. And who gave you that?
Let me tell you something. You read my mind, because I can give everybody listen to the audience, the ingredients of success. It's easy to do when you know it ain't you. Hmm. It ain't your ability, it's your availability. Hmm. See, when you make yourself availability to the Holy Spirit, he'll put super on your natural. Mm. It's one thing for the Holy Spirit to be in you, because he'll lead and guide you in all ways of truth. But because we made in God's image and God's likeness, we have a choice. The Holy Spirit can say go left. We still have an opportunity to go right. Mm. But when you like John was in Revelation, when you in the Spirit, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. See, when you in the Spirit, you can't do nothing wrong. Hmm. Nothing wrong when you're in the Spirit. When the Spirit in you, you have a choice to do wrong. But when you're in the Spirit, it's effortless, because you know it ain't you. All you doing is letting God lead you. The Titanic was fine as long as the Titanic was in the water, but good God, when the water got in the ship, good God, they start unplugging stuff and panicking, right? And so when God gets in you, oh my God, yes, sir, yes, sir.
In case you just tuned in and maybe you missed the front end of this program, in the studio with me is Pastor Herbert Bennett. He's the senior pastor at New Free Will Baptist Church in Champaign, married to the beloved Stephanie. How many years have you two been married?
8 years.
8 years.
8 beautiful years.
Have some wonderful children together. And I think you wanted to do a shout out. I mean, you have like lawyers and administrators.
Man,
and
shout out to my oldest, Cecily Thomas. She's the new principal of Booker T. Washington. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about Champaign-Urbana, you know Booker T. has had their challenges. But what I would say to you is stay tuned, because she has an amazing staff over there, and they are doing a major, major overhaul with that school. And just keep her in your prayer, because it's a tough cookie, and it's right in the heart of the hood. And last couple of years there's been shootings there and they had to lock down, but we've been going by there laying hands on the building. Thank Daniel, that's where I met him in Comer. We went and laid hand on the buildings, and so she's the oldest and she's the number one pitcher, and I got some others that them follow suit. I got a daughter that's a corporate attorney in Kansas City. I got mental health. She's named after my mom, Queen Evelyn, in Dallas. And Shamika is an insurance agent. And Ryan is an engineer. And Herbert is an entrepreneur. Brianna is 20 years old. She won state in track and as a sophomore. And she's SI. She's, oh, my God, SEMO, Southeast Missouri. And then I got Boo Boop and Bam Bam, who are 5 and 7. And God gift wrapped them two with me at 61 years old. I got a 5 and a 7-year-old. And they both are my Holy Spirit in the flesh. Mm. They watch my every move. They even get on me if I grab my cell phone when I'm in the car. And so they keep me. But I'm super blessed. I'm super blessed. Yeah.
If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again or pass it on to a friend, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. With me in the studio is Pastor Herbert Bennett, pastor at New Free Will Baptist Church in Champaign, as mentioned. What's your service times in case somebody gets inspired and says, you know, I don't have a church family, or I go to see you at 9 in the morning. Right. What's the next service?
Well, Sunday school is at 9:30 to about 10:45, and service starts at 11. And as long as I'm not long-winded, we get out there about 12:45.
Okay, 12.
Every now and then I try to tell the whole story. I'm working on that. I went to Tony Evans conference and they said, too long, man. Too long. Too attention span, too long, too long. So I'm working on that.
And what's the address of your church?
It's 601 East Grove Street in Champaign. It's across from, guess what it's across from, Mark? My daughter's school.
Oh, right. Yeah. Booker T.
Yeah. So I'm blessed, man. Anywhere I look at it, I'm blessed.
601 East Grove. Yeah. Sunday school class around 9:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And church service at
11.
And church service at 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Herbert Bennett, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, as we'll continue to have Testimony Tuesdays on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Pastor Rick Warren will continue a series, and I think you're in for a blessing. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. And thank you, Pastor Herbert, for being a part of today's edition.
Thank you, sir.
All right, listening friend, God's got a calling on all of our lives today. As we go, wherever we go, to share that good news message of Jesus, to proclaim his goodness, to honor God in all that we do, and be his ambassadors and faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Burnett with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.